This is HPR episode 2867 entitled, The Kenwood TS-940 Automatic Tuning Unit, and is part of the series, HAM Radio, QSK. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 13 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I cover the automatic tuning unit on my Kenwood TS-940, Recome from HPR 2668.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to thank the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why not pick up a microphone and give it a go? We'd all love to hear something from you. If all contributed, there'd be loads of shows. Right. This is one of my ad hoc shows. It comes from response that I got. I got a comment back from one of my previous shows. It's taken me this long to get around to kind of reading it, and I'm quite bad at replying to comments. And it's regarding, let me just see what show is it now. It's regarding HPR 2668. Explaining the controls on my amateur HF radio part 3. And it comes from, the comment is from Michael, and he was basically saying that it would have been really nice to hear. I mentioned something about the automatic tuning unit on my amateur HF Kenwood TS-940S radio, and that is quite interesting to hear, but I'm not going to do it. Well, the reason for that was that, as most of the time is the case, I was short on time, and to do the series, it was all recorded in a one-hour, basically, and I was kind of desperate to get to the end of it and not have to stop in the middle and add a bit on the end. I guess what I could have done is just record the whole thing and say, oh, I'll insert the sound here, and at a later point in time recorded it, I suppose, but I was just a bit short in time. So I've got a little bit of time today, so I thought I would give you a little treat and let you hear the automatic tuning unit on my Kenwood TS-940S. So I've had to, as I previously said, my amateur radio station can cause interference to the television set downstairs. Nobody else is in the house, so I had to unplug the power cord from my television set so it doesn't power itself on, which is a bit bizarre, but it does. It powers itself on if I start transmitting. It's really strange. So there's obviously RF getting in somewhere, but it's unplug it and that's fine. This doesn't seem to affect anything else in the house. And the next problem I have is that my PC doesn't, the PC's not near the radio, and my headphones, I'm wearing headphones with a boom microphone. It's a gamer's headset, very cheap thing, nothing expensive at all. And it won't reach the radio, so I'm currently using an old Samsung netbook thingy, a really old thing that it runs Lubuntu and Audacity. I'm running Audacity just now and it seems to run it very nicely, so that's what we're using. I'll transfer it to the PC and edit it at the end. But anyway, I digress greatly. So I've got the radio here in front of me and I'll just click it on. Yeah, so it took a wee part to come on as you noticed. So that's it on, and I'll just turn the volume down and let's just see. Now I've just tuned it up just to make sure it was working before I recorded this, and it does indeed still work. It's very, very mechanically and mechanical, and there's relays and creaking and groaning as the cogs turn round and whatnot inside the thing. And you know, I did think it's not. I mean, I don't oil it. I don't do anything to it. It's amazing it wasn't jammed. It was a bit slow turning when I first tried it. So we're currently on 7.190 megahertz. So if I just push my voice button. Oh no, that's the wrong button. It's this one here, isn't it?
7.19021.
So there you go. That's where we're. That's where I tuned it up on. So it does. My antenna, which is in the loft, it's a half wave dipole. It's just two pieces of wire, basically. It won't cover the full full width of the band. Is a 40 meter band. 7 megahertz has got a wavelength of approximately 40 meters, which is why you call it the 40 meter band. And so if I tune it kind of around about the center, which is 7 megahertz, so we'll go down from 7.2 to 7. I'll just turn that down or thereabouts. There's nothing but noise and rubbish on at the moment. There's nothing to interesting to listen. I'll just let you hear as I spin the thing around down. And then something there. I got that wrong. Sorry. The centre is 7.1, isn't it? So. Because the bottom of the band is 7 megahertz, that's right. So between 7 and 7.2, so 7.1 is kind of in the middle. So if I, and I just check, there's nothing there. So there's the ATU button, the legend on it is AT.T, antenna tuning unit .T, I don't know what the T stands for, but so. When I push that button, it must change the receive path in the radio, and you hear a light click from the receiver, from a relay clicking inside the radio, and it sounds funny. If there had been a conversation going on, you could have heard it, but there's really nothing on the band. It's just very very noisy just now. But when you push it, it says. Antenna tuner auto tune ready, and it maybe stays for 5 seconds and then reverts back to its normal state. So you've only got so long to transmit. Once it's transmitting, it'll then try and tune up the radio. But if you don't transmit within a certain number of seconds, it will drop back out. So I'll just turn the volume up so you can hear it, and then I'll push the button so you can hear maybe hear a difference in the audio. You maybe won't. I don't know. So. I'm going to push it now. That's it. And that's it, goes back again. So you can probably hear it switching from one to the other. So I'll do that again. So you can hopefully hear the difference there. So what I've got to do, I'll just pick up the hand microphone here. And what I'll do is I'll push the AT.T key. And then within 5 seconds or so, push the PTT switch, the switch on the side of the microphone, hand microphone I've got here, and that will activate the transmitter on the radio. and it will try and tune the load. Now, I'll just, out of interest sake, I've got the radio switched to the SWR position, and if I click the transmitter, and I'll just give a tiny wee, I'll just briefly speak into the microphone and see what sort of reading we're getting in the SWR. So where is the SWR scale? Is, oh, I need to get down because I can't see it from here. Oh yes, okay, here we go. It looks like it's 2.5. So the SWR is sitting about 2.5 to 1, is it? I think that's what you say. So that's too high. You want it barely to move, really, ideally. So what I'll do, I'll just push the ATT, and then I'll push the button on the microphone, and you'll hear it grinding and crunching away. As if it won't be very long, because it doesn't take it terribly long to find the tune point. So here we go. Pushing ATT now, PTT. And it says tuning finished, TX ready. And then this display just goes back to the clock or whatever it was set to. Now if I push the PTT again and give a brief whistle or a brief noise. Yeah, it's 1.2 to 1 as opposed to 2.5. So there you go, it's tuned the radio up. That's it. So I bet you couldn't wait for that noise. It was you were riveted to your seats, and apologies, I should have really included it. I knew that at the time, but as I said previously, that I was short on time, and that's always the difficulty. I got a certain period of time to do my recordings, and then I do it, and then it comes to show notes. Well, you know, you can stop and start show notes as you like, but when you're recording something, you really want to get it down in a winner sort of thing. So that's the way it goes. Phew, well, there you go. I thought this would take about 2-3 minutes, and I'm now at nearly 11 minutes. I almost forgot. Michael also mentioned about not giving an example about the operation of the noise blanker on the radio. The noise blanker is used to strip out short pulsed type interference that you get on the radio. There's two noise blankers on the radio. One, I think, it's for really fast short pulses, and the second one's for slightly longer pulses, I think, from memory. The trouble with this is that I'd need to hang around waiting for pulses like that to appear so that I could use the noise blanker and find it. So it's kind of a wee bit impractical. Maybe I could hunt around on the internet and find the examples of a noise blanker working. I'd say often these things don't work terribly well, and they don't work fantastically well on the 940, but they work better than I've experienced on other radios, let's say. Sometimes it really works quite well, but I'd say you might have an idling car outside, and the spark ignition causes sort of ticking noises in the radio, and pushing the noise blanker in it and adjusting the how aggressively it takes out, you can remove it basically, and you almost don't notice the missing bits of audio that are taken out. It was lack of time again. Well, anyway, I hope you found that interesting, and until next time, I'll sign off. This is Mr. X signing off. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hekka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.